It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. There's no orange dress, no Nike running shoes. On the cover of Wendy Davis's new book, Forgetting to Be Afraid, it's just a woman in a white shirt and blue jeans. Davis says when she set out to write her memoirs last year, she wanted to get past the whirlwind of recent events, the political spotlight and that sort of thing. Her father had just died, and there was a certain catharsis in just telling her story. Wendy Davis, you write about growing up and living through a lot of personal hardship. What was your moment of political awakening?
My former husband, Jeff, was very, very interested in politics. He himself had and still holds the record for being the youngest Fort Worth City Council person ever. I learned through his mentorship to really focus and pay attention to what was happening in the political arena. And it wasn't until I was successfully elected to the Fort Worth City Council in 1999 that I came to understand it truly was my calling. My life experiences, the struggles and hardships that I'd faced, together with the unbelievable blessings and privileges that I've had, not the least of which was the incredible education that I was ultimately able to receive, combined together, I think, gave me a true heart for people and a true mind for representing them well. And I am passionate about fighting for the people that I represent. I think the people who live in my city council district for all those years and who now are in my Senate district would say, whether they've always agreed with my positions or haven't always agreed, they would tell you that I am a fighter for people.
The filibuster heard round the world last summer. It wasn't the first filibuster you'd done.
No, it wasn't.
But it was the one that got so much attention.
Yes.
Why?
The power of social media, in large part, but also the subject matter. It's so deeply personal and seen by so many as the ultimate of government intrusions. Even before the filibuster, we had a record number of people who'd been coming to the Capitol to testify in committee hearings on this bill. There was a combination of not only an extraordinary number of people in the Capitol, it created an awareness of an issue that really struck a nerve with a lot of folks who tuned in and made it a much more powerful day as a consequence.
Meanwhile, on the national scene, people are talking about same-sex marriage.
Yes.
People are talking about some of these other issues, marijuana laws, minimum wage. Why is it that none of those issues seem to be moving the political needle here in Texas?
I don't think it's because they aren't reflective of the way Texans feel. I think that Texas has become a place where the gerrymandering effects of redistricting over the last couple of decades have created a climate where only primary elections matter. And we aren't really having an opportunity to test in a general election context what the real values of everyday Texans are. It was one of the reasons I was so committed to running for governor and running hard and competitively and making sure that I was drawing the stark contrasts between not only myself and my opponent, but the two very different paths that our state will go down depending on the outcome of this election. And I believe that these issues that you just mentioned, respect for marriage equality, certainly respect for reproductive rights and support for women's health care in general, support for equal pay for equal work for women, support for making sure that folks in our state who are working hard can earn a livable wage. These things matter to Texans across this state, and I'm excited to test this marketplace of ideas in the November election.
But you do seem to me, just talking across this table as someone who's not afraid to speak your mind. Having said that, I have to tell you what I hear from people who have been supporters.
Yes.
And a lot of them became supporters because of that filibuster.
Yes.
Didn't know who you were before then. They say, where is, and in all fairness, a lot of these conversations have taken place before Labor Day, but where's that fire? Do you feel that sense, that urgency, especially as you're, you know, we're now in the final stretch here?
I am thrilled with what I see as I travel the state, not only with the turnout of people who show up at our rallies and who are willing to volunteer and help us over the finish line, but in their response to that fire that I have. And I would only say to those who believe that somehow the fire went away, I most strongly, my greatest priority, and the filibuster I fought for, or the bill I fought against in 2011, was to try to stop $5.5 billion in cuts to our public schools because of my own journey, because of the difference that education made in my life, taking me from that single mom who couldn't pay her light bill through community college and putting me squarely where I am today. I am deeply committed to making sure that every child in this state has the ability to tell the same story that I can tell if they're willing to work hard enough. And in Texas today, it isn't nearly as possible as it was for me. I'm committed to returning and restoring the promise of this state to its children and being a partner with them once again. And most importantly, I am committed to restoring the voice of everyday hardworking people to the Texas Capitol. I tell folks all the time that if I am elected as their governor, they won't need a high-paid lobbyist to represent them there, because their voices will be there, because I am them, because I've never forgotten who I am or where I come from, and I will fight for them every single day.
The book is Forgetting to Be Afraid, a memoir by Wendy Davis, who is the Democratic gubernatorial candidate in the Texas governor's race. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.